Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. And today, we're diving into a significant moment from the life of King Solomon, a story rich with lessons about faithfulness, temptation, and the importance of guarding our hearts. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 to 6. When Solomon was old, his wives had turned his heart to follow other gods, and his heart was not entirely with the Lord, his God, as the heart of David, his father, had been. Solomon followed Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he did not follow the Lord unreservedly as David, his father, had done. Solomon then built a high place to Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and to Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites, on the mountain opposite Jerusalem. He did the same for all his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. That's 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 to 6.
In today's Bible verses, we learn of Solomon's tragic downfall. When Solomon was old, his many wives turned his heart to follow other gods, steering him away from the Lord. Unlike his father David, who remained fully devoted to God, Solomon's heart became divided. In his later years, Solomon allowed the influence of his wives, who worshipped other deities, to weaken his allegiance to the Lord. He began to worship Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. These actions greatly displeased the Lord and signaled the beginning of Solomon's spiritual decline. Solomon, once renowned for his wisdom and profound connection with God, now found himself compromised. By engaging in these forbidden worship practices, Solomon not only disobeyed God's commandments but also undermined the spiritual foundation that his father David had laid. His heart, which should have been wholly dedicated to the Lord, was now fragmented by the allure of foreign gods. This pivotal shift marked a significant downturn in Solomon's spiritual journey, revealing the profound impact of his choices. Solomon's descent into idolatry would not only affect his reign, but would also leave a lasting legacy of disobedience and spiritual conflict for the generations to follow. Solomon built high places for detestable deities like Chemosh and Molech. These were not just minor indiscretions, they were significant acts of idolatry that had profound implications. By constructing these altars, Solomon directly opposed Jerusalem, the city chosen by God, essentially challenging God's supremacy. This wasn't a lapse in judgment or a temporary error. Solomon was knowingly turning away from his faith. Despite his early wisdom and deep connection to God, he allowed himself to be led astray. Instead of staying true to the teachings and legacy of his father David, Solomon succumbed to the influence of his many wives. These women, who worshipped foreign gods, convinced Solomon to participate in and even facilitate their idolatrous practices. Solomon's story is a cautionary tale illustrating how even the wise and powerful can fall into temptation. Despite being renowned for his wisdom, Solomon's heart was swayed by the influences around him, leading him astray. This stark contrast to his father David, who maintained an unwavering commitment to God, highlights the necessity for steadfast faith. Solomon's descent into idolatry underscores the critical importance of surrounding ourselves with individuals who uplift and support our spiritual journey. Companionship with those who share and strengthen our faith can act as a bulwark against the pull of temptation. Moreover, Solomon's story serves as a powerful reminder of the constant vigilance required to maintain our spiritual integrity. We must be alert and proactive in guarding our hearts against complacency and spiritual apathy. By remaining deeply connected to our faith community and consistently seeking God's guidance, we can navigate the challenges that arise and stay true to our beliefs. Solomon's life story is a powerful reminder of the paramount importance of faithfulness and steadfast devotion to God. It underscores the vital necessity of guarding our hearts against any influences that may steer us away from our true path. In a world filled with distractions and temptations, it is crucial that we continually seek God's wisdom, allowing his guidance to direct our actions and decisions. Solomon's narrative encourages us to be discerning about the relationships and influences we allow into our lives. Are they uplifting and strengthening our faith, or do they tempt us to stray? This self-evaluation is essential in our spiritual journey. Surrounding ourselves with individuals who share our dedication to God can provide accountability and support, helping us to stay aligned with our values. Furthermore, Solomon's story teaches us the importance of taking personal responsibility for our spiritual well-being. We must remain vigilant, always aware of the potential for complacency and actively working to prevent it. By being proactive in our devotion, we can avoid the pitfalls that befell Solomon and maintain a strong, unwavering commitment to the Lord. In essence, Solomon's tale is not just a historic recount. It is a timeless lesson for all of us. It calls us to reflect on our own lives, our faith, and our interactions, urging us towards a path of righteousness and devotion. Through this reflection, we can strive to live a life that honors God, upholding the principles of faith, loyalty, and integrity in all that we do.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, reflecting on the life of Solomon. Lord, help us to learn from his story, to remain steadfast in our devotion to you, and to guard our hearts against anything that would lead us astray. Give us the wisdom to surround ourselves with those who uplift our faith and the strength to resist temptation. Keep our hearts fully devoted to you so that our lives may bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for spending this time together. May God's blessings be with you always, guiding and protecting you on your journey. Take care and go in peace. Until next time, be blessed.